Blog Talk Radio.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation.
Into the universe of bundling. Within that universe, you see your home and auto insurance floating together like two opponents on a swing set after a big game, sharing a churro.
Ascend into savings when you bundle your home and auto insurance with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Some of you think it takes too long to drive to Buffalo Wild Wings, order lunch, eat, and get back to work in time. It's because of people like you that we've got the B-Dubs Fast Break Lunch Menu. We guarantee you'll get an entree like wings or street tacos plus a side delivered to your table in just 15 minutes or it's free. You used to wish we could serve lunch faster. Now you might wish we were slower, but we won't be. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
For a limited time only at participating locations. Restrictions apply. See participating locations for details.
Thousands of people are choosing the flexibility of working when they want, driving with Uber. You'll control your day, plus be able to start earning right away just by driving your own car.
I choose to drive with Uber because of the money and flexibility. I'm my own boss. I get to do what I want, when I want, and still earn extra money. Driving with Uber is the smartest thing I've done.
Earn the extra money you need on your schedule. Get started today. Sign up right now. Go to uber.com/drive now. uber.com/drive now.
Citizens, this is not a drill. If yesterday's noontime meal left you flatter than a folded fire hose, then today at 11:58 a.m., please proceed quickly and calmly to Firehouse Subs for premium meats and cheeses steamed to liberate maximum flavor, then heaped onto toast and firehouse rolls. Your stomach will soon sound the alarm.
I bid you heed it.
With a fulfillingly flavorful Firehouse Subs fit for a firefighter. Guaranteed. Firehouse Subs, the hero of all subs.
Hold everything for less. The Pack Store Save event is going on now at the Home Depot, and the shelves are full of smart moving solutions, like moving boxes from as little as 74 cents. Bubble wrap, mattress covers, packing tape, all in one place. Moving is stressful enough. Getting what you need in one trip shouldn't be. Make your first move to the Pack Store Save event. Going on now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through July 27th, U.S. only.
In important news, the first case of political discrimination against women in Mexico was resolved. The report by the federal electoral judge found there was proof of information being hidden in attempts to block the exercise of her functions. The protocol to end political discrimination against women protects the exercising of their political electoral rights. Get informed at INE.MX. With you, Mexico is more. Join National Electoral Institute, INE.
The views and opinions expressed on the following program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers.
You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio on ESPN Radio 1700. Now, live in studio, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family, your business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guest and repeat offender, Karen Hall is with us. You direct IRA Services. Welcome.
Good morning, Ron. Thanks for having me over one more time.
Glad to have you again. Let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And we got to celebrate something today. Well, I guess I could tell you. But that's a number you can call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
Well, I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan, a plan to save you money. I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. You might have noticed that during that opening there, I got a little distracted. And as you know, we start morning, each day, each broadcast, with something to celebrate. And I happen to be looking at the celebration list, and I saw that tomorrow is National Scotch Day. So now you know why I got distracted doing that opening. Yeah, followed by National Milk Chocolate Day. But today, Bagel Fest Day and Coffee Milkshake Day. I don't know about a coffee milkshake. Who comes up with these things? Just stick with chocolate. You can never go wrong with chocolate. And for those of you that are a niece or a nephew, remember also today is National Aunt and Uncle's Day. So if you didn't hear from your nieces and nephews, well, I guess that's going to tell you.
You're absolutely useless.
Yeah, they might be absolutely useless. We'll see what happens there. We'll move right along today. What's happening in the markets? Dow Jones down 40 points. Oil down 19 cents a barrel, $42.94 a barrel. And we are seeing the U.S. 10-year Treasury down just ever so slightly. We might understand what that means to all of us in just a few minutes. But we do know, and the reason I bring this up is we will be chatting about just a few different issues that gas prices, I don't know what's going on in the gas market. Oil is down. The national average, $2.154 per gallon of gas, according to AAA. Here in the state of confusion, yes, we're paying $2.79 a gallon. My guess is, as I go through the state map here, yeah, once again, we are noted as being the highest price state in the union for gasoline. Yeah, Hawaii, they're even cheaper than we are. Unbelievable, but that's the way it goes. Alaska, they're cheaper. I don't wonder, why is Alaska near the top of the list, though, when they produce so much oil out there in Alaska? But that's just the way it goes. We are, what is that, about 65 cents a gallon more than the national average. Yeah, let's keep on voting the way we've been voting and see if something changes. Just a thought right there. But we can still say that we're doing well. Home prices, 20 major U.S. metropolitan areas, rose 0.9% from May to June. That's on a non-seasonally adjusted basis. According to S&P Case-Shiller, expectation was for a increase of 1.1%. Last year, the same period saw prices rise 5.2%. We're up from last year, 5.2%. Commerce Department, new single-family home sales rose 3.5%, annualized rate of 592,000 units, not a great number. Conference Board reports its gauge of consumer confidence, little changed in July. Yeah, so we'll see where that one goes. All just telling you that our economy is not great. Unfortunately, there's a lot of areas, a lot of people still hurting. I know that this week when we've got the Democrat National Convention going on, they do not want us to talk about what's really happening in the economy. Just a thought process right there. Watch it. The economy, You gotta really take a look and see. Don't listen to what everybody else tells you. Don't even listen to me. Well, listen to me, but you don't have to. Do your own research. I'll give you some of the information, but do your own research. Take a look and see where the labor participation rate is. Talk to your friends, family, coworkers. See if they feel better than they did before. I was listening last night. Great speech last night. No, it wasn't the one from Bernie, and Elizabeth Warren was totally useless.
You're absolutely useless.
Yeah, she didn't say, I'm not sure she, beyond hello, I'm not sure she said anything worthwhile. But Michelle Obama, great speech. And, you know, the one thing that I've said repeatedly, and again, I don't believe in a lot of the same tactics that the president does, that the Democrat Party does. I believe that they've got the same motivation. They want to get to the same place. Just a different method of getting there is my personal opinion. But her speech really centered around what our elections, what our country means to the children. And great way of looking at things. And I thought it was very, very interesting just listening to her conversation, her commentary about how proud she is to be an American. And I can certainly concur there. But I wonder what happened in the last 8 years when she told us in 2008 that she's never really felt proud to be an American. I thought that was very, very interesting how that's changed when we've got an anemic economy. We lost over a quarter of a million jobs last week. Lowest labor participation rate in 30-some years. Yeah, I don't know maybe it's because she's got a nice house. I'm just curious. Moving right along. Again, little conflict there at the convention. Saw this report. It was very interesting. I saw this morning. I thought I would share it with you. But it's a commentary about the problems that the pollsters are having right now. And this came from morningconsult.com, talking about the fact that I don't know why it came up this way, that women are less likely to admit support. And the key word in the report was admit support of Donald Trump. Yet when there is a secret surveys done, we're finding that his support is pretty significant, jumping up way more than anybody ever thought it would. In fact, the money demographic is almost even. Women's support of Trump, 45 to 64-year-olds, almost even the support from Clinton versus Trump. And of those 65 and older, women support Trump more than they support Clinton. So I thought that very, very fascinating, just seeing what was going on there in that marketplace as well. Again, I don't do the surveys. I just report them. Morningconsult.com. If you want to go there and check it out on your own, you are more than welcome to do so. So now that we're seeing gas prices dropping, supposedly, some areas, I don't know what you're paying, but I think I paid $2.45 at Costco just recently, or over the weekend is what I paid over there. And I told you that the state average, $2.79 for the state of confusion, obviously it's because we, like Benedict Arnold, put those taxes going in place after he left office. Again, you got to love it when politicians do that. We're going to put this big tax increase in place, but I'm not going to be the one that has to deal with it. Just a thought. So what are people doing with the money that they're saving since gas prices dropped in 2014? Are they outspending that money? Well, statistics are showing. This is a J.P. Morgan Chase Institute. They did this survey, and they're finding across 23 states, people are not out there spending the extra money. They're putting it towards debts, reducing their household debts, and they're putting it towards savings, not confidence in the economy, not confident in where we're going. Interesting survey, just a thought there. And one of the things that if you are one of those folks that are looking and saying, you know something, my salary's dropped in the last 10 or 15 years, not doing as well, think about this. The average American shells out $1,100 on coffee every year. I wish I could tell my son that he's got to cut it back to $1,100. He's probably on the higher side. He's not listening right now. Starbucks, though, that the Starbucks habit, think about that one, $1,100. Is that about, $3-$4 a day just on coffee? Yikes, that could hurt your budget. Think about that over compounding interest over the life of your savings career, what would that work out to? We'll chat about more of that and more. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. Self-direct. I wonder if you put $1,000 in the self-directed IRA. I wonder what that would grow to. Self-directed IRA is the best-kept secret. We'll talk about it today. Top reason to list your house for sale now. People refinancing mortgages like crazy. Four simple steps to take before you invest in the stock market. All that and more. You can reach us anytime. Off-air number 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. The replay, though, will be available, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube, Ron Siegel, the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investment? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you. How does that make you feel, knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel, knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. Or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by the Siegel Lending Team when you are ready for that next home loan, maybe refinance. Team has all the products available, and there is no lender fees on any of the loans right now on from the team. So think about that concept. Save about $1,500 or so, depending upon where you're going. Why are people refinancing their mortgages like crazy? Well, it's pretty simple. I've shared this with you before. Right now, we're looking at, again, Freddie Mac Mortgage Survey. They compile all these numbers. They'll be coming out with the new numbers again Thursday. But last week, Thursday's number, 3.45%, and that's paying a half a point, 3.45. These are averages. They go and survey several lenders Monday through Wednesday, and most of the lenders turn them in right away, so it's basically Monday's rates. They report it Thursday morning. It comes out 10 o'clock Eastern time, 7 o'clock our time, 3.45%. Now, I don't know if you're going to qualify at 3.45. That's all going to be dependent upon your situation, amount of equity you have in your property, your credit score, income, all those good things. But if you're paying anything four or above, you might want to be considering a change, especially with the new program the team has with no lender fees. You're going to probably talk third-party fees, appraisal, title, escrow, $1,000, $1,500, $2,000, somewhere right in there. If you can save $150 a month, your break-even is, 12 months, give or take? And then you've got the other 29 years of the loan to be saving money. Think about that. It's your family. That's the question. That's probably why so many people are doing it right now. And I'm going to suggest to you the same thing I share with you on a regular basis. The issue right here is take a look at, even if you think that the rates are going to go down further, it just baffles my mind. I see so many people, as soon as rates start going up, and yes, they've gone up 3 weeks in a row, not a whole lot, but they've gone up 3 weeks in a row. When there's a big rate jump, then the phones get flooded with people saying, can I refinance? I heard that the rates were at, and they cite what the rates were at 2 weeks ago. The answer to that question is no, you can't. But here's what you can do, because I do believe that interest rates will be dropping a little bit more. If my supposition is correct, and I've seen several reports that are in alignment with what I'm telling you, get started now. Get your file in now and understand that all the workup is going to be done on it right away, and you're going to have a month or two. When the rates tick down, you're in place to close and close quickly because you've done all your homework. You've done all the preparatory work. That's the way you make use of understanding economics and forecasts and take care of your family the best way possible. That's the Mortgage Minute, again, brought to you by the Siegel Lending Team. So when you save all that money, what are you going to do with it? Well, you have the option. You could go out and, you can go on a nice vacation. You can go buy a new car, boat, clothing, electronics, audio, video equipment. None of that stuff appreciates. That stuff all depreciates or it's gone. It's consumed. Now, vacation, you can't sell that 2 years from now. Great memories, and I have nothing wrong with making memories. But what I want to talk about today is another option. Is maybe take half the money you save and spend it. And the other half, maybe you want to get that along with other funds and start a self-directed IRA. So we're going to chat with Karin Hall about self-directed IRAs. Karin is the president of UDirect IRA Services. Welcome.
Thank you, Ron.
Glad to have you with us. So let's talk the foundation first, and then we'll get into more specifics. You said that you were with me on the 15th of June last, I believe.
That's right. Yeah, middle of June.
So we did a lot of foundation stuff then. And if you want to get foundation information, go back to the 15th. We're going to get a little further, progress or move the conversation along a little further. But just basic, what is a self-directed IRA?
Well, it's an IRA like any other, except for the kind of asset that the plan can hold. And the way that you manage a self-directed IRA, the way you do it, it's a three-step process. You open the account, you get it funded, meaning you put money in it, and then you invest. And then you can invest outside the stock market in things like real estate or precious metals or private stock or something like that.
So let me ask you a semi, I don't know if it's a legal question, but one of the things that we want to make sure that we recommend also, and we're not going to give legal advice, obviously, but does the self-directed IRA, is that a separate category that we have to make sure is identified in our trust?
I don't know. An IRA is like a trust. I don't know if you would identify it in the trust. You'd want to talk to your trust attorney about
okay.
that. But an IRA is similar to a trust in a lot of ways. So,
well, I mean, if I have a 401k, I think I have to note it in the trust. That way, if I die or something.
Yeah. Talk to your attorney about that one.
Perfect information. So,
yeah.
And that ties right in with our household board of directors. You want everybody working together.
Yeah, you
we
do.
Don't want people stepping on other areas that they're not experts in, which is perfect. So, and I think that you do need to make all your assets, being it is an asset, all your assets I think are supposed to be listed in your trust. But again, make sure your trust attorney knows about this.
So I know that some people make their like their trust the beneficiary of their IRA. So that's, again, where you want to get legal advice before
right.
you do that.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
And that's what I think is the right way that you're wanting to do this anyway, so that you don't want to deal with probate. Nobody has a reservation for meeting their maker. So it's just the way it works. So let's go down. Let's talk about real estate, because I think that was one of the first items. Any kind of real estate can go in a self-directed IRA?
It really can. The IRS doesn't say what you can invest your IRA in. It just says what you can't invest your IRA in, and that's life insurance, contracts, and collectibles. So if it's investable, like real estate is, then your IRA can invest in it. You can have personal use of it. That's super important. And it's something that you're going to invest in for the long-term gain for retirement. But yeah, your IRA can buy a house. Have renters in that house. The renters pay your IRA the rent. Your IRA could buy raw land, maybe sit on it for a while, let it appreciate, sell it. All the proceeds come back into the IRA tax-free in a Roth or tax-deferred in a different kind of account. So, yeah, absolutely. Commercial real estate.
Well, I like that. I was looking at the list, and, I mean, raw land, farms.
Well, sure. A farm, you have to think about that, though. A farm is a business, and an IRA can invest in a business, but when an IRA does invest in an active business, there can be a tax. We invest with IRAs to avoid tax, so there are a couple times when an IRA can be taxed, and one time is when an IRA invests in an active business, like maybe an active farm.
Interesting. Now, I'm just looking down this whole list, and again, there's a free report if you want to get it. Just give me put a message or text me, email me, whatever. I'll get the information over to Karin, and they've got a great report here that I'm sitting here kind of pondering as we chat this morning, because you always wonder what can you put the money in. The one thing that I didn't think of before investing in companies is a kosher or allowable, but your own S corp not allowable.
Well, your IRA isn't going to invest in anything you own personally. That's already off the table. But an IRA isn't going to invest in someone else's S corporation, not because the IRS says so, but because S corporations don't let non-humans become members or become shareholders. But your IRA could loan money to an S corporation, just not be a shareholder.
It can loan money to a corporation or S corp, but it can't loan money to my own, right?
Correct.
Got it. So, and I guess that's the easiest for me anyway to try and differentiate. If it's something that I can benefit personally, it's off the table.
That's exactly right. No personal benefit.
Now, I saw on here resort property.
Well, yes, if it's a rental, yes.
Okay. Commercial multifamily units, as long as it's not my family.
That's right. That's right. People love to invest in, especially apartments these days. You ever notice how many apartments are going up? And yeah, multifamily. And you see, the thing about IRAs is it doesn't just have to be your IRA. It could be your IRA and someone else's IRA that partner together, your IRA and someone's cash that partner together. And your IRA can even take a loan. Now, there's something to note. There's a lot to know about how an IRA borrows money. It's not the way you make mortgages, where you're making mortgages to people for their private homes. They're non-recourse loans, not made to people, but these non-recourse loans are made to IRA accounts. So it's non-recourse that if the IRA can't pay that debt, then the lender can only come against the subject property, not against the person or any other assets in the account. So it's a special kind of account. But when the IRA borrows money, the proceeds that the IRA makes because of borrowed money, that's taxable. So say you have 70% of IRA money, 30% of this non-recourse money, and then you get a $1,000 rent check. Well, $300, 30% of that is taxable. It's called UDFI, so something to check out with your tax advisor.
So that one kind of sounds like an interesting concept to me, because we've talked about that a little bit before, but just because I get a rent check, that doesn't – do I get to offset the interest expense against that 30%?
Yeah, I'm not a tax advisor. I don't give tax advice. I have to say that. But, yes, you can talk to your tax advisor, and if you're going to pay the tax, then, yes, they'll take the deductions.
And we certainly want you to pay any taxes that are due. And, again, that's why you have a household board of directors, so you've got a tax planner, a CPA. And if they don't understand these issues, well, then we need to put you in touch with somebody.
And that's why we're here, you know, to guide people along or say where they can find the rules. We talk to a lot of tax people and lawyers and so forth. And when they say, well, you know, what about this? What about this? And help point them in the right direction where they can find out more information and help their clients from time to time.
Perfect. We've got a lot more information to share with you on self-directed IRAs. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. Top reason to list your house for sale now. We've got those for you. And simple steps to take before you invest in the stock market. I got one real simple one that I'll tell you about. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. You can reach us anytime. Off-air number 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We will be back in just a few.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal Housing Lender.
With more than 25 years of experience, ATI is a national leader in restoration, environmental remediation, and reconstruction. We're proud to be the nation's largest family-owned restoration contractor. ATI has over 700 full-time employees and 15 offices across the county. Our services include 24-hour emergency response, water damage, fire and smoke damage, lead, asbestos removal, mold remediation, and much more. When the need arises, call 1-800-400-9353. That's 1-800-400-9353. Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
37% of American homeowners believe they have over 20% equity in their homes. Fannie Mae tells us 69% of American homeowners have over 20% equity in their homes. Fully 1 in 3 American homeowners are not informed about the amount of equity they have in their homes. Are you one of them? How might this be holding you back from achieving your goals? Text RSR CMA 279564 to get a property valuation from one of the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Again, to know how much your home is really worth, simply text RSR CMA 279564.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Word on Wealth segment today brought to you by your household board of directors. That would be the area trusted professionals in your neighborhood. Text ATP to 79564, ATP to 79564. The area trusted professionals will reach out to you. All you have to do is fill out a survey. And the little survey there, it's about 2 minutes online, introduce you to real estate professionals if you need it. Mortgage, reverse mortgage, CPA, tax planner, financial planner, insurance, credit repair, estate planning attorney, divorce attorney, bankruptcy attorney. All these folks are people that are part of the program. And if you're not, if you don't have that board of directors set up, you're going to, you may be missing out. I'm not going to say you are. I'm just saying you may be missing out. Steps to take before you invest in the stock market. And I'm going to suggest that for most people, they look at the stock market and they say, wow, look at what's going on. As soon as you start hearing that the stock market is going crazy, when you hear that, and especially if you're hearing it at work, if you're hearing it at lunch, if you're hearing it while you're standing in line at Chipotle, people are talking about how great the stock market is. If you're hearing it around the water cooler, I'm going to tell you that's probably the best time for you to get out of the market. Generally, when it becomes such a common conversation, that means it's too late. The specialists have already got there. They've already taken the money out of the market. They're waiting for you to come in so they can short the market, sell it on the way down, and make more money. So, and here's how I understand this. Here's how I know these things to be so accurate, because you're not spending all your time at it. I'm going to share with you right now, and I'll just use Karin here as an example real quick. There's no possible way, as much as I can talk to Karin, there's no possible way that I could know as much about self-directed IRAs as Karin does. It's just plain and simple. She spends countless hours dealing with this, getting scenarios, studying, looking at new laws and new guidelines. Impossible for me to know as much as she does about it. Now, can I learn a lot from her? Absolutely. But I can't do in my spare time what she's doing full time. Same with your business. If you're a plumber, a carpenter, an electrician, whatever you do, I can't know as much about your business as you do. Why do you think that it's becoming a great stock picker is something that you can do part-time, spare time? So the issue becomes find the right person to do it for you. You have to know what your goals are. Why are you investing? Is now the right time to invest? How do you want to hold your investment? Do you want to hold it in an IRA? Do you want to hold it in a Roth IRA? Do you want to hold it in a 401k, non-qualified account? Pick the right broker. Are you getting professional guidance? I hear people say all the time, I'm going to go to Schwab because it's cheap. Well, why aren't you going to, I think it's Direct. There's another broker out there that charges $1 a trade. They're cheaper. You get what you pay for. Just my personal opinion. That is the Word on Wealth segment. Get that household board of directors set up. Pay a little bit of money for it. In the long run, you'll either make more money, maybe, but you may save money and not get taken advantage of. And that's one of the things. All I want you to learn from our broadcast each morning is learn more questions. We're not going to get you all the answers here, but learn the questions. When we continue our conversation in a minute here with Karin, the idea is not for you to become an expert in self-directed IRAs. What I want you to be an expert in, knowing how to reach out and get the information you need from Karin so that you don't have to be an expert in it. Why do you want to study all this stuff, to be honest with you? I mean, other than Karin, I mean, I know how to get a hold of Karin, so I know everything I need to know about self-directed IRAs. Everything. It's pretty simple. 866-447-6598. That's all I need to know about self-directed IRAs. And if you know our number, 800-306-1990, I'll put you in touch. So let's get back to our conversation, what more we need to know. Of course, there's a lot of it. But talk a little bit, Karin, about arm's length transactions. I'm looking in here, and you know, if I want to lend money from my self-directed IRA to my son to buy his new house.
Well, you can't do that. The IRS has things called prohibited transactions. And if you want to read about them, you can read about them in the Internal Revenue Code 4975. But
well, that sounds like fun.
I know, right? If you can't sleep one night. But
Sleepies or the Internal Revenue Code.
Right. But certain people are disallowed to your IRA, like your lineal ascendants and descendants. So what that means is your parents and grandparents, you and your spouse, your kids, your grandkids, and their spouses are disallowed to your IRA, the people who are up and down the family tree. So your IRA is not going to be investing with them or in giving them money, buying or selling things to and from them. That's called a prohibited transaction. So when
you went by that quickly, so let me ask one question, though, because today is national, what would I say, it was Aunt and Uncle Day.
Yes.
So can you lend to nieces and nephews?
You can lend to your nieces and nephews. You can lend to your aunts and uncles.
Okay, so that one, siblings.
Yes, siblings. Yeah.
That's okay.
It's okay, cousins.
Good deal. Good deal. Okay, so go back to what you were saying there. I just wanted to see where those, if they were considered arm's length or non-arm's length.
They're arm's length. So when your IRA is investing, you just want to make sure that you do keep things arm's length, because if you commit a prohibited transaction in your IRA could be dispersed to you entirely as a taxable event. And not just the amount where you created the mistake, but your entire account could be considered distributable to you. And you don't have an IRA anymore, now you just have taxable income. So we want to talk to you before you self-direct your IRA and ask you about your deal. Who are the people you're investing in? Tell us about your deal. What are you investing in and so forth, so that we can hear if you're thinking about committing a prohibited transaction. Not everybody knows about these things.
Sure.
So, and that's what we really want to take 20 minutes and talk to you and really understand what you're doing.
And again, that's the idea. There is a little conversation ahead of time could save a whole lot of heartache and money on the backside.
It really could, because a self-directed IRA is such a powerful tool. And when you can invest tax-free in a Roth or tax-deferred and have all that money come back in and you're not paying tax on it now, that's really powerful. And you can compound faster because when your IRA proceeds aren't being diminished by tax. So really powerful tool if you use it right. So we're here to help you use it right.
Now, can you do self-directed with a Roth IRA?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's very, very popular. Now, with Roth IRAs, there are contribution limits. So you can put $5,500 in or $65,000 if you're 50 or older. But if you make too much money, you can't contribute to a Roth at all. So back in 2010, there was a regulation law that was passed that created what they call the backdoor IRA. So self-employed people who can have a SEP IRA, for example, if you're self-employed, you have a self-employment plan or SEP plan, and you can invest in that. You can contribute to that $53,000 at the most. But then what people will do is make that SEP contribution that's pre-tax and then convert it to Roth. So now they have $53,000 in their Roth. Maybe they make too much to contribute to a Roth directly, but they go through the back door by converting, because you can convert regardless of income. Now, that's a lot of information in a small space, but that's called the backdoor Roth. So if you make too much money, you can't contribute to a Roth, but you can go through the back door by contributing to a different kind of account and then converting to Roth.
And that's a good concept to talk to your tax professionals about. If you have a year that you make less money than your norm, or if you get laid off, unfortunately, whatever, that's always a good time to have a conversation with your tax professional. Maybe you want to take a distribution from your IRA, or not a distribution, but convert it into a Roth. It's just looking at, because you're going to get taxed on it. So if you're not working, if you got a lot of write-offs, talk. Again, I'm not telling you that this is what you should do. What I am saying that you should do is talk to a tax professional. Just know that it's out there. If you don't bring up the questions, sometimes they'll ask you, sometimes they won't. Sometimes, especially if it's at tax time, and Karin and I were chatting about this before we went on air today. Right now is tax time. Right? If you start doing tax preparation now, actually, if you can wait a month or two, but you want to do your tax preparation work during the year of the tax event. So during 2016, you want to talk to your household board of directors, see if it's the right time to set up your self-directed IRA, see if it's the right year to do a conversion. All this planning, the planning and executing, for the most part, you want it during the year of the event, during February, March, April. That's the reporting season. You report what you did, but you really can't. Your professional's hands are tied at that time.
And you know, with self-directed IRAs, it's kind of like a game if you think about it. And if you want to play a game, you want to play to win. So you need to know all the rules. And so that's what we're here for, to help you understand the rules better.
So if I have a rental property, who gets the rent goes to the IRA? Or
it must go to the IRA.
Must go to the IRA.
And similarly, all expenses of the IRA asset have to be paid for by the IRA. So if your IRA owns a house and here comes a property tax bill, the IRA has to pay it. Your IRA owns a house and here comes a rent check, the rent check has to go into the IRA.
So it sounds to me like one of the other things that you want to be looking into when you're dealing with real estate and an IRA is you might want to be looking into a property management company also. Right, because so many of these things have to be arm's length. You can't even use blood equity or blood sweat and get paid for it. So we'll talk about that when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. self-directed IRAs and the secrets. We're chatting about that with Karen Hall today, and we're going to talk about the top reason to list your house for sale today. All that and more. You can reach us anytime. Off-air number 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. And again, if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
A goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Subject to change and without notice, licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1866775.
SDCCU has special financing as low as 0.98% APR at the Hohen Summer Sale through July 31st. Subject to approval, visit SDCCU.com.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text PAIR, P-E-A-R, Professional Equity Analysis Review to 79564. One of the real estate professionals will reach out to you. PAIR, P-E-A-R, 79564. Top reason to list your house for sale today. Well, it's pretty simple. It's called Economics 101, the most basic part of economics. It's called supply and demand. Buyer demand continues to outpace the supply of homes for sale. National Association of Realtors Chief Economist Lawrence Yoon commented on the inventory shortage. With demand holding firm and homes selling even faster than a year ago, the notable increase in closings in recent months took a dent out of what was available for sale. Realtors are acknowledging with increasing frequency lately that buyers continue to be frustrated by the tense competition and lack of affordable homes for sale in their market. The existing home sales report shows currently 4.6 months supply of homes. 6 months is what's a normal market. We're 5.8% lower than June of 2015. So think about that concept. If you are thinking about selling when there's little competition on the market, that's a great time to be selling. And I can put you in touch with somebody that can help take care of that for you. And again, all you need to do is text PEAR, P-E-A-R, to 79564. One of the area trusted real estate professionals will reach out to you and get you the true equity position of your property. Continuing our conversation this morning, Karen Hall is in with us. UDirect IRA Services is the name of the company. We've been talking about real estate holdings within a self-directed IRA. So Karen, before we go back to real estate, you know, we always seem to talk about real estate and then a lot of things end up, you know, the time flies, right?
Yeah, so fast.
So what are the other items that can be held? I know you said what can't be, but gold and silver. I mean, we hear a lot of people
precious
talking
metal.
About gold and silver. Can that
sure.
be held?
A lot of people like to invest in gold and silver and palladium and platinum as a hedge against inflation. And your IRA can hold actually the actual metals, not just a stock that has the metals, but we would store the actual physical metal for your IRA. Because, of course, if you have personal possession, then it's like a like giving you cash, and then that's taxable. But your we'll store the metals for your IRA.
And there is a vault at her office, so just remember.
It's not at my office.
No, I'm just kidding. I know it's not at your office, but it's interesting. Buying and selling mortgages. Do we see
sure.
some liens?
Yeah, you can buy and sell notes. People do that like crazy. Performing and non-performing debt. People will buy that with their self-directed IRAs. People will take their IRAs and be the bank and have their IRAs lend money, maybe a trust deed where it's secured or it's some kind of security instrument along with the note. Maybe someone's lending their friend money to buy a car and it's secured against the car paper. That's also possible. Your IRA can do a lot of things. If you can invest in it and it's arm's length and so forth, and then you can invest. But, you know, there is one thing we haven't talked about, and it's another prohibited transaction. And you kind of alluded to it before, but the other thing is you can't provide services to the plan. Your IRA, you can't get in there and like swing the hammers on a house your IRA owns. Say, for example, you're a real estate agent and your son wants to buy real estate with his IRA. Well, if you're the parent, you can't be, for example, the broker on the deal that your son is doing, because then you're a disallowed person offering services to your son's IRA. Your son is disallowed. So that's why we really want to talk to you before you invest your self-directed IRA money. Say, hey, what are you looking to do? Does it sound prohibited or not? And if maybe you may need an attorney opinion letter if it gets really dicey in there. But we just want to make sure that when you self-direct your IRAs, you have a good experience. Now, of course, whether or not it is a prohibited transaction is entirely on the shoulders of the account holder. I mean, you are the one who's responsible for your own money. It's self-directed.
Hence self-directed.
Right. But we provide a service of trying to guide you in the right direction.
Sure. So what about, say that I'm a plumber, and obviously I don't know which end of a screwdriver to use, and there's a stuffed up sink.
Yeah.
Can I go fix it?
No, you can't. I mean, technically you can't, you shouldn't. You should hire a third party vendor or have that property manager who can do things for you.
Okay. So I got to stay away.
You have to stay away. Yeah. In fact, if your IRA owns like a rental property, say like in Big Bear, like Arrowhead, and your IRA owns that and rents it out to people, and you want to stay there even one night, it's technically disallowed. You've had personal use. Now it's your IRA could be, it runs the risk of being dispersed to you as a taxable event.
We don't want to look at the IRA police coming to get you or anything like that.
That's worst case scenario. It doesn't really usually happen, but you just have to know what the rules are so you can
right.
play to win.
Exactly. And that, again, that's the whole issue right there is stocks and bonds. Can I buy Apple stock in my self-directed IRA?
Well, you could, but we don't sell it. You know, we're not broker dealers. We don't sell any assets. It's kind of like escrow. You know, you go to escrow, they're not selling you the house. And escrow doesn't tell you if it's a good or bad deal. They don't tell you how to write it off on your income taxes. They're administrative. And they say, okay, you want to do this? Great, we'll make that happen for you. And that's what we're like. We're administrative too. You tell us what you want. You've got the money. We move the money from where it is into your IRA account, from your IRA account out into the asset. And so that's what we do. We're not making those decisions for you about what asset you're investing in.
Can you have more than one self-directed or more than one IRA? So I can take part of my money.
Yeah.
So the beauty of it is we can use the self-directed IRA mm-hmm. for diversification purposes.
You really can. The IRS doesn't tell you how many IRAs you can have. So you can have an infinite number of IRA accounts. The only thing that's limited is how much you can contribute out of your checkbook and write a check for. But the earnings in an IRA, those are infinite. There's no cap on how much your IRA can earn. You know, look at Mitt Romney, right? You remember back to the last election when it came out that he had all that money in his IRA. There's no limit on how much your IRA can earn. There's no limit on how many IRAs you can have.
Interesting. Okay, so it's amazing all of the different issues here. And again, it's a great tool. No one's saying that it's the only tool. What our whole conversation this morning is, we want to make sure that you understand that you can buy real estate. If you're one of those people, and I just looked at the stock market, you know, during the break, and it's right around 18,400. Is it going to go up higher? I don't know. Is it going to go down? And I'm going to tell you the same thing. I can't predict that either. The one thing that I do know that's best for everybody, and this is, you know, you hate saying all these terms like all or everybody. One of the things that's great for everybody is something called diversification. And a lot of people don't have an idea how to diversify, because when you go to your boss or your company, they talk about a 401k, right? I mean, and then they say, okay, this is what you can invest in. I don't know how many are old enough to remember a company called Enron. Right? A lot of people invested. The company said, you know, you got to hold Enron stock. And when the company went belly up, a lot of people lost their whole life worth, their whole net worth, their life savings, because they didn't diversify. And this happens to be a great tool, in my opinion, for diversification. And I'm looking at the list of items, Karin. I mean, it's probably easier to say what you can't. I mean, I'm looking at this.
Yeah, it is.
Raw land, farms, pre-construction investments, residential property, condos, multifamily, commercial property, resort property, real estate developments.
Yeah, the truth of it is, I mean, we all have to save for retirement, right? We're all going to retire one day. We want to have money there so that we can retire. We don't have to work until we drop. And so what we have to do is save somehow. And a self-directed IRA is one of the tools that will get you there. And these are the vehicles that you were just mentioning, like, you know, raw land or real estate or precious metals. That's the vehicle to get from here to there. And you get to choose what you want to invest in. It's self-directed. But whatever you do, especially if your company offers you a 401k and they'll match, take that free money. Save for retirement. We all have to save for retirement. And how we invest those savings, well, we get to choose that. So that's great that we have that freedom.
And the idea is, I'm going to suggest this, and again, I'm not a financial advisor, but if you've moved from company A to company B, that's the ideal time to take the money. Don't roll over your 401k from company A to company B, your employer. Move it out into something that you control. And again, if a self-directed IRA is just one of those options that gives you room for diversification. And look at the idea. I mean, if you go to your company and say, well, I want to invest in real estate through my 401k. They're going to probably look at you like you're nuts. Right?
They might sell you a public REIT or something.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And there's nothing wrong with a public REIT. It's just that that's not the same thing as a self-directed IRA. I call it, just for fun, Karin.
Yeah.
Should I be calling it an IRA or an IRA?
Either way, it's an IRA. It's an individual retirement arrangement is what it truly is.
Okay, because I know you refer to it as an IRA each time, and I do it backwards.
It's an acronym. So.
Okay, so either way, we're okay. So if you want to get some more information, again, just give me a call. I'll put you in touch with Karin. They've got this great book that I've been perusing while we're on air this morning. I tend to multitask.
Free report.
Free report. Self-directed IRAs, the best kept secret. It is newly revised. And we ask you to set your first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to Steve, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun, have a great day. We'll talk to you next time, Ron Siegel Radio.
You're listening to ESPN Radio 1700.
Oh, I'm just too tired for work today.
You need a 5-hour.